KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Tom Hanks is Fred Rogers, the beloved TV host in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It's a perfect piece of casting for an inspirational fable about forgiveness opening the way to a state of grace. Fred turns his gifts for kindness and empathy on a cynical magazine writer who's come to profile him. He helps the man heal his angry heart. The story plays out in parallel universes that sometimes overlap or merge. The real world of the journalist and the fantasy world of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, where life lessons for kids are dispensed with gentle eloquence at an unhurried pace. The production is meant for grown-ups, of course, so sticky sweetness is a thread at every turn, along with naked contrivance. Yet the movie bets on goodness and wins. Tom Hanks brings great reserves of goodwill to his roles. He's a self-effacing star, just as Fred Rogers was, or rather, as the TV legend seemed to be, since Rogers was implacably, even defiantly, his own person. An ordained Presbyterian minister with an otherworldly, other-timely, near-saintly belief in the importance of children's feelings. In other words, a tough role to crack. Hanks cracks it, though. He commits fully to his character's oddness, the lulling speech rhythms, the meltingly intense compassion, the borderline precious emphasis on the preciousness of every child's soul. And he does the Mr. Rogers rituals, off with the blue blazer and Oxfords, on with the red cardigan and sneakers. But he shows us the steadfast devotion to craft and art that sustained the show for over three decades and gives us fleeting glimpses of the anger in Fred's own heart. The screenplay grew out of a 1998 profile in Esquire magazine by Tom Juno. In the film, the writer is called Lloyd Vogel. He's played affectingly by Matthew Rhys. Not only does Lloyd become Fred's friend, as Tom did, but the direct beneficiary of his wisdom. Fred swiftly identifies Lloyd as a troubled soul and locates the trouble in Lloyd's tormented relationship with his father, Jerry. He's played by Chris Cooper. Lloyd's success in straightening out his life verges on melodrama and occasionally tumbles over the verge. But it also touches our hearts because they've been opened up, too, by the movie's surfeit of goodness at a time when the stuff can seem to be going out of style. In Morgan Neville's Won't You Be My Neighbor, a fine documentary that played last year, the real-life Fred Rogers comes out of retirement to tape several shows about 9/11. At first, he wonders what good they're going to do, but then, on camera, he says, using a Hebrew phrase, "We all are called to be tikkun olam, repairers of creation." This fictional evocation, unashamedly unfashionable, celebrates repair work. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.